Ray Foley, Today FM.
Fire up the sprinklers.
Oh, would you give it a rest?
It's because your lawn might be dry. You might need to keep it irrigated. So irrigate your lawn with your sprinklers.
Don't use too much water, though.
No, take it easy, yeah. Because the warm weather. Right, good to always good to chat, Ben. Stay safe, okay?
Great to have you here. If only you'd be out and JP was here. That
stay
might be
safe.
Better.
Well, keep an eye out for that COVID before it gets to you. Oh! Actually, Erin texted. She said, any chance that Daft Russian song again? Come on, it's Monday. The Daft Russian song is Little Big and Skibbity. We're having a dance party on Today FM.
I'm calling on you to say
skip on there. Skibbity wap wap wap. Skibbity wap 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 wap. Skibbity wap 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 wap. Dance party.
Boom boom. Skibbity boom 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 boom. Skibbity boom 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 boom. Pop pop boom boom. Skibbity pop pop.
I was saying I shouldn't be playing that much of it though, because we should be taking an anti-Russian, pro-Ukrainian stance. So on that basis, that is the last and final play of your Skibbity. This is Today FM. Music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, One Kiss, starting the broadcast this afternoon. If you're texting us or WhatsApping us, 0874 100 102. I'm Ray Foley, riding solo this afternoon. Stop the lights. Ladies and gentlemen, would you look what the cat just dragged in through the studio door? It's Aisling Bonner, everybody.
Hello, Ray. How are you doing?
What, did they not trust me to present the show on my own?
I don't think so.
What's this about?
I got a frantic call from JP. Aisling, please, can you do it?
Just keep an eye, just keep the...
Please.
Keep it between the ditches.
Yeah. Couldn't imagine what it would have been like if you were on.
Do you know what? And Pamela Joyce was saying earlier on that I was giddy at the prospect of doing the show on my own because I was going to have no babysitter. I was going to have no one telling me what to do.
Yeah, I'm worse.
You're the worst. You've got the wooden spoon.
Way scarier than JP.
Yeah. It's true.
It's known in the office.
Oh, you've got a terrible reputation.
Yeah.
So do I need to train you up then on all of our little bits then?
Maybe.
So I would usually at this point, by the way, Orla should be here as well, but she's on holidays.
She's in Canada.
So Orla's gone to Canada. JP's got the COVID. I'm bulletproof COVID-wise. Mm-hmm. It can't get me. I'm ducking and diving. I'm like a butterfly.
You're grand.
Yeah, it's never going to catch me.
No.
So Aisling's here then to produce and babysit throughout the rest of the afternoon.
Stroke your hair.
So, yeah, and fan me and feed me grapes.
Yeah.
So when I say the gang's all here, we just kind of make a mutual noise together.
Okay.
Right, so the gang's all here.
Hey!
Yeah,
like
sorry.
That?
Yeah, kind of. I'll do it with you though.
Okay.
The gang's all here.
Hey!
And that is radio.
Top tier.
Yeah, I tell you what. This is good fun now, you see. This is alright, I have fun. So I played some Skibbity earlier on. This is a little big in Skibbity. The Russian dance troupe or dance act. Skibbity wop wop wop. Skibbity wop 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 wop. I was saying, of course, maybe I shouldn't be playing the Russians because the Russians aren't, they're not exactly in the best books. You know, in terms of the energy prices and the incursion into Ukraine. Maybe playing Russian music on the radio. Not exactly what people are looking for. Who's that over there? That's Emma sent that in.
Hi, Ray.
Emma and Donegal. Sorry, Emma.
Hi, Ray. Little Big are openly anti-war.
Oh.
So that's cool. You can play away.
I can play Little Big because they're anti the Ukrainian
war.
Okay, that's fine then.
You can play away.
Cheers.
Similar kind of song would be, well, not similar, but another cool song with a really funky video is BPA, Toe Jam.
Oh, I love the video for Skibbity. It's daft. If you haven't seen it, check it out on YouTube. So you say Toe Jam.
Toe Jam's a good name.
I found the BPA, Toe Jam, David Byrne and Dizzy Rascal. Have a listen to it. Apparently the video's good for you. What's that sample? What's that trumpety sort of sample? What is that there? 0874-100-102. And then David Byrne comes in on the vocals. I've listened to a little bit of this, and it is sweary eventually, but this bit is okay.
I was asked in New York City, do you like my clothes?
What's the sample, guys?
I'm talking to my tape recorder, walking down the road.
It's good. Thank you, Emma. And Tash in Kilkenny says, check out Hypno Dancer from Little Big. It's awesome. Hypno Dancer. We're going down the Russian dance rabbit hole now. Do you know what it is, though? I've said, send me in daft noises to start the show. And thank you for all of your correspondence over the course of the weekend. 0874 100 102. Right, we're on. Roll call on the way. If you want to join in, 0874 100 102. Text or WhatsApp's there. DJ Sammy, this is Heaven. You're on Today FM. Should be singing. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes the sound of my voice. DJ Sammy in Heaven. Where are we? This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. There's Aisling.
Hi.
Actually, roll call time. When I say your name, you say on show, right?
Yeah.
Ray Foley here. There's Aisling.
On show.
JP is Oslaher.
He is.
August Tosh.
Toshi Tyne.
Toshi Tyne.
Is that right?
Tyne, is that what you say?
I'm from the east.
We say chin.
Okay, I'm probably just wrong.
Chin, like the piece of your body that's just under your mouth.
He's chin.
0874 100 102. Hi Ray, I'm on show. I was in Tato Park yesterday, but I was disappointed there were no zoo animals on any of the roller coasters that I was on. From Darren and Kilkenny. Love the show. But you don't have to do that. I mean, really.
Zoo animals on the roller coaster.
This was a thing. It was a competition we did last week. Okay. It was just sound effects, though, Darren. It wasn't real. We didn't actually have. That would have been a health. Like I said last week, and I went to great pains to point it out to you, Darren. And furthermore, neither I nor Tato Park will be held accountable for the lack of zoo animals on the roller coaster. Like, really, Darren, it was just a radio bit that involves sound effects of roller coasters and sound effects of various animals. And it was just it was intended, Darren, to only be a funny, witty little bit for broadcast for the purposes of competition and giving away tickets to Tato Park. Really, Darren, you shouldn't have expected any more than this.
Ruined Darren's day.
Darren,
I'm sorry about him.
Calm yourself, Darren.
Darren, don't listen to him. Maybe next time.
Tommy on show, sweating buckets in the home office. Get well soon, JP. Love the show. Hey. From Lorna King. Is Misha on show? Is Misha on show? Neil Isagum.
She's saying, is
Misha on show or Tommy on show? Oh, sure, Neil.
I think it's Tommy.
Listening to the show from bed, just tested positive for COVID. Love the show. Hey. From Niamh. Sorry to hear that, Niamh. Everyone's got it at the moment except me. I mean, I'm the one person that everyone wants to get it. On show, Ray, we all have COVID in our house, currently isolating in the back garden with Today FM on full blast. Keep her lit from the O'Byrne family in Galway. Yes, well, do you know what, guys? You should keep her lit. Get one of those disposable barbecues. Get someone to drop one over to you. Nice bit of barbecue grub for the rest of the evening. Look after yourselves. Stay safe. Stay away from other people. And have a lovely afternoon and evening pumping out Today FM in the sunshine. Right, fingers crossed we'll get the weather for it anyway. Bruno Mars, this is the Lazy Song.
Today I don't
We're all
feel
being lazy.
Like doing anything.
The weekend's in it. This is Today FM.
I just wanna lay in my bed.
Black Eyed Peas, and let's get it started. This is Today FM. Actually, look, we've already got it started. Not about 2 o'clock. Hey, it's Today FM. Playing the music you love. I'm Ray Foley. There's Aisling. Bonner or Boner?
I'll go on the first one.
Bonner?
Bonner.
Bonner all the way.
Bonner, yeah. Honor 2K22.
Aisling's babysitting me because Orla's on holidays and JP's got the COVID.
Yeah.
And
it's
been
a real disaster today.
It's, well, for, do you know what? We're having a nice time.
Of
it's
course.
It's nice to have that little bit of freedom that sort of let the hair down.
Yeah. I've never seen you looking freer.
Open the top button of the belt. Mm-hmm. Do you know, like post dinner and just, actually, you know what? I'm very relaxed.
I'm glad that the desks are these wide.
Because you're not anywhere near me.
Yeah.
I'm very relaxed in the sense as well that I'm wearing shorts to work today.
Yeah.
And I've never wanted to be that guy. There's a couple of individuals in Today FM that pretty consistently, like even hail, rain or shine,
they are.
They wear shorts to work. We're not naming any names. But they are definitely that guy.
They're short stams.
And I'm the type of guy, I am the that guy that would go, I wouldn't be doing that to work now. No, I'm a jeans to work man. This is a place of work. This is a place of business.
Of course.
We're all professionals. We're all here to do a job. And showing up in a pair of shorts, even if it's a frivolous radio business, we're here to wear, we're not here to wear shorts. We're here to dress appropriately for the task at hand. But my God, it is warm. It is so heavy and muggy and hot.
And you're wearing kind of cargo shorts. Would you call them that?
Yeah, well, do you know what? With the, because they've got pockets on the side of them.
Yeah, like
combat type of jobs, yeah?
You could have gone for a more fitted short if you, since you're such a smart dresser.
Would you have preferred that?
Well, I'm just a bit disappointed now because I think you've completely leaned into the shorts.
I'm a typical Irish dad. I wear...
You could have done a soft launch.
Shorts, soft launch of the shorts. Shorts just below the knee.
Yeah. yeah.
Cargo pockets on the side.
Full of elastic bands.
Elastic bands, Panadol.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the children's inhalers. A pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. Foreign currency.
Foreign currency. A Swiss Army knife. A Ryanair boarding pass from 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the car keys.
Yeah.
0874 100 102.
What are in your shorts?
Are you that guy as well? 0874 100 102. Text and WhatsApps. Ray, can anyone else hear "You Better Go Potty" on the day that I die in that George Ezra song? Love the show. Hey, from Aisling, you're a bit slow on the mark, off the mark on the A's, Aisling.
I missed it again.
I love the show.
Hey,
from Aisling and y'all. I better go. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Not that you better go potty on the day that I die.
Ray Foley.
Different people have different requirements.
Supermax and the Plaza in terms of Group. Funerals. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tume.
What I would do is I'd check with the executor of the will and see exactly what it is there they've asked for. Stick around. I'll play Spice Girls equipments. Although, in fairness, I'd be asking questions of Granny if that was one of the terms and conditions. Stay here. Spice Girls and Camila Cabello on the way next. Good afternoon, Ireland. How are you? Ray Foley's my name. It's Monday afternoon. Sunny conditions. Heavy and muggy. If you want to be my lover. Well, I'm heavy and Aisling's muggy.
Yeah.
That's me. Thank you. Yeah, Aisling's babysitting me. JP's got the COVID. Orla. Ormond has gone off to Canada, and frankly, we're hanging on by a thread here, folks.
Text Ray's wearing shorts,
and I'm wearing shorts. Although my dubious fashion choices, not necessarily impacting the broadcast, but it's important that you know. 0874 100 102, lads. It's a white. I was saying the shorts I'm wearing are cargo shorts.
Yeah.
So and they're not zip off ones.
You went all in.
They're just shorts.
Are they Velcro?
I used to have. Do you know what I used to know? They're buttons. And I used to have, and I was the smuggest git on an airplane. I used to have a pair of...
Tearaway trousers.
Tearaway trousers.
They're, did you actually?
They're like that, right? Okay. They're these. They're cargo shorts with the pockets on the side.
Yeah.
And then each leg, individual leg, had a zipper that would go around the whole leg.
Clip on.
And it
legs.
Was colour-coded. Colour-coded.
Okay.
So on the left leg was blue. And had a blue zipper around it.
Mm-hmm.
And the right leg was red. And it had a red zipper around it. And then when you're on a plane, you wear the trousers onto the plane.
Yeah.
Full length.
Okay.
You're on the plane, on the way to a hot destination.
Yeah.
And you unzip, and now you're in shorts.
And is each leg a different colour of the whole leg of the trousers?
It's all one colour.
Okay.
But just the zipper itself. So then you would know then when you're zipping it back up again.
On.
It's colour. Because wow. You're an idiot, of course. So it's handy. Also, it had stretch. So there were stretchy and zipper and colour coordinated and cargo. I mean, it's just the perfect pants.
Is there anything those pants couldn't do?
Well, they couldn't hold it together for any longer because they, unfortunately, the top button burst, broke. Couldn't get it repaired, and I've been looking for them ever since. If anyone has a pair of the Stretch Marks and Spencer's
shorts zip off from about 10 years ago, I will buy them off you. Although I'm going to need them a little bit bigger than I bought them originally. Lads, it's a white socks and black / brown sandal with inappropriately tight bay shorts and colour coordinated bum bag day. I do love a bum bag, I'm not going to lie. And on show, Ray, August, Aisling, unpacking the contents of my suitcase that never got to leave my house. My friend and I were supposed to fly to Croatia in the morning, but my friend has tested positive for the COVID.
No.
And therefore, flights and trip has been cancelled. Ah, Jesus. Any chance of sympathy? Any chance of some sympathy for me? The healthy one. Love the show. Hey, from Kaz. Kaz, maximum sympathy for you. Here's Robert Grace for you on Today FM. It's All Irish Track of the Week for this week. Robert Grace and Stuck in My Head. This is Today FM. The Kilkenny singer is no stranger to hit songs. His single Fake Fine has racked up 15 million streams to date, and that's his new song, Stuck in My Head. Our All Irish Track of the Week, right here, Today FM. Turn it on from 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Right, one last reminder for you on the Today FM Summer Cash Machine. You're the total you need to know for the cash machine, 15,000. €476.98. Making that call in the next hour right here. Hiya, Power. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Arning and afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. Aisling's babysitting me as well. I'm being a very good boy though, aren't I?
You're really good.
I'm after hitting the wrong button there.
Oh.
You had to say it. You cursed it. Just let it play out and the usual music will come on after that. See, this thing about the WhatsApp. WhatsApp gets a huge shock upgrade today, and it changes emojis forever, apparently. WhatsApp is finally letting you react to texts with any emoji. Any emoji.
So like the leaf emoji.
Could you not do that before?
No, I think it was a limited amount. You know, you hold it down and then it's just like five options. Once it makes sense.
There's not five.
Or a few.
What do you mean?
You're making me confused.
If you send me a WhatsApp.
No. You're all confused, Ray. It's if you
I need to have a lie down.
Like, it's not.
I'll lie down and you explain it to me.
So it's not when you reply with an emoji. It's if you hold down and then a little selection of emojis come up for you to do a little react.
Who uses that?
Well, you can do anything now.
It's like, what's up?
I'm delighted. I'm so excited to leaf react, everybody.
Is it an eggplant or what's the rude one?
That's the one, yeah. Or peach.
Aubergine.
Aubergine.
Is it aubergine or eggplant?
It depends what side of the Atlantic you're
peach
on.
Peach is a bum.
Yeah, it is.
And then there's the poo emoji. Can I use the poo emoji? Was I always able to? I'm not going to lie. I have never used this WhatsApp function. So this is if you've got WhatsApp, by the way. Anyone who's my age doesn't have a breeze what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So if you use WhatsApp and someone sends you a WhatsApp and instead of writing back, this is the other thing. Why can't you just write back your emoji like?
Sometimes it's like, oh, I don't want to be bothered to send them a message. Just give a little heart. That'll do.
But like, it takes the same amount of work to send a little heart as a reaction on the thing,
yeah,
as it is to just send a heart.
But that's just a bit weird if you just send a heart.
Come on.
Social cues.
The shock update was announced today by Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Meta, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. He says the emoji reactions like, love, laugh, shocked, teary eye, and pray or high five, depending on your interpretation of praying.
Okay. Yeah.
Will now change to open up. We're rolling out the ability to use any emoji as a reaction on WhatsApp. What a glorious
I'm
day.
I'm so
we're,
happy I'm
I
on
mean,
air
guys,
for this.
Bringing you the big news, the essential news.
I'm glad we can share this moment together, Ray.
What's your most used emoji?
Will I check?
Oh, you can do that as well, of course, yeah.
Well, let me check. I'll send it to JP.
Mine's a laughing, crying face. That's my most used.
Oh, are you just speculating?
Oh, hang on. Thumbs up. Okay, here are my top three. Ready? What number one is crying laughing face. That's the one I use the most,
uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My second most used one is a thumbs up, which is basically, I send that for everything.
Yeah.
That's like,
instead of replying.
All clear for COVID, thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, JP texts me, says he's not going to be able to come in because he's got COVID.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Crying laughy face
or thumbs up, eggplant, poo emoji.
Poo. All of them would have been relevant.
All of them. And I can use all of them now by way of reaction.
Exactly.
The getting sick emoji is another one of my big ones.
Okay.
And my other two then are a man with brown hair, which is what I am. Yeah. One is the shrugging emoji, like, I don't know. Don't ask me. I haven't a clue. Mm-hmm. Or face palm against my face, which is pretty much my interpretation of WhatsApp. So it's like, I don't understand WhatsApp. Face palm, I don't understand what the reaction emoji is. Yours?
How do I see mine?
I just see it like when you put it, when you go to... Does that not say
recently used?
It's at the beginning of your WhatsApps.
So the first one I have is the sweat bead emoji, the laughing emoji with the sweat bead.
Okay, yeah.
That was what I did when JP asked me to do this.
And then the vomit emoji.
And the next one is the bow emoji. A little person bowing, which is what I sent you when you said, please, please, please do this.
Will you fill in for JP, yeah?
And I sent that. And I said, only if you do this, the bow.
And then you've got pills, thermometers, needles, and face masks.
I've got the tennis emoji there because it was Wimbledon weekend.
Very good. You've got everything covered then.
And I like the nail painting emoji.
Right. Well, that always applies. That applies to every Monday on this broadcast, in fairness. And can I just say, your nails look fabulous as always.
Well,
Franz Ferdinand.
The music you love.
Alan, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. Aisling's here as well.
Hello.
They've got a list of the most used emojis. They've got a chart. So I just looked that up.
Do we fit the bill?
Are you ready? The most used emoji, this is up until the end of 2021, because I guess around December time they release the top emoji.
Like important things of the year.
Yeah, like the search engine things as well, like the most searched things. The most used emojis on WhatsApp then. The number one is rolling on the floor laughing.
What's that one? The crying laughing?
No, it's the crying laughing, but he's slightly sideways.
That's a deranged emoji.
Is it now?
I don't believe that's the most used emoji.
I use the straightforward, he's upright.
I would never use that one.
Crying laugh. What?
That one is, your one is good.
I use the straight, yeah. He's not sideways, he's just looking forwards. Then the thumbs up sign again. I'm ticking all the boxes. Yeah. I'm just the most ordinary, regular WhatsApp emoji user. Then loudly crying face, which is like tears coming down your face, which is, I would use it a fair bit. Folded hands, aka the prayer emoji. That's when you're begging someone. You're either thanking someone or you're begging someone, yeah. And then are all the emojis I don't use, which is emojis with love hearts in them for fear of coming across as weird. I just don't use love hearts in any... Like, there's the love hearts, there's a broken heart, there's blue hearts, then there's face blowing a kiss with a little love heart coming out of the mouth.
Do you not use that?
With a wink and a kiss. Then there's a smiling face with three hearts. It's like he's smiling, he's got three love hearts around him. And then he's got, like, the one who's smiling, he's got the heart-shaped eyes. Yeah. I don't send any of those, just for the... I wouldn't even send them to my wife.
You're too manly.
Just for fear of coming across as weird. I wouldn't do that. Here's the other thing that WhatsApp needs as well. Do you ever use Telegram?
Telegram.
Yeah, it's like
as
WhatsApp.
In a Telegram service.
No. It's like it's an app called Telegram.
Oh, no.
And it's just like WhatsApp, and loads of people use it. It's been used kind of in insurgencies and I don't know, protests and all that kind of thing. I think they use it in Russia.
Is it like really secure or something?
Apparently,
yeah.
It's just like WhatsApp. It has the same functionality. But the one brilliant thing, and by the way, there's a WhatsApp story in the news every day. It's like, oh, there's an amazing new WhatsApp feature and you're going to love it. And every time the feature pops or that a story like that pops up, I check it to see if it's this feature.
Okay.
This is what Telegram has and WhatsApp needs. Schedule send.
Right.
So if you think, oh, geez, I need to send Aisling a text message, right? But she's probably in bed now.
That happens to me a lot because I get up very early.
There you go. But I know
birthday
I know she'll be up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to schedule this to send at 5 o'clock or 5:10 when she's awake and she's checking the phone. It's the best thing ever. Telegram is brilliant for it. Or Gmail has it. If you're a Gmail user and it's like 10 o'clock at night and you're like, geez, I can't send that email now. It's too late. Write up the email and it has an option just next to the send button, a little arrow. It says, send it tomorrow morning at 9:30. I swear to God, it's a lifesaver.
Streets of No Name, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. Aisling's babysitting me actually today because Asher, everyone's off and JP's got the COVID as well.
I had to move the chairs. He was climbing up trying to get sweets out of the press.
Yeah.
should maybe sit in the corner and sit on my hands as well. As
I keep putting on Paw Patrol, but you keep getting distracted. I think you've seen them all, have you? We tried Peppa.
Have you watched Bluey, actually? Have you watched Bluey?
Bluey, no.
Bluey. I know it sounds inappropriate. Give it a go. It's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
It is possibly the most perfect, forget television show, like forget children's television show. It's probably the most perfect television show, full stop.
Right.
It is absolutely wonderful. It is joyous and funny and warm and clever.
Big words.
Oh, it's so good. It's called Bluey. Each episode's about 10 minutes long.
Premise?
It's about a little dog called Bluey, okay, and her family, her mom and dad, her sister, Bingo.
Pinky.
Bingo.
Okay.
And it's so good. And it makes me feel, because the parents generally are just wonderful.
Great dogs.
They're great dog parents, yeah.
Yeah.
And they just make you feel bad about your own parenting, innit? Am I right about Bluey? Anyone watch Bluey? If you haven't watched it, give it a go. It's on Disney Plus or download. Get it where you get your telly. Oh, it's so good, Bluey. On WhatsApp as well, they're announcing you're able to react with all of the emojis on WhatsApp. Like I say, there's an announcement pretty much every day. WhatsApp are adding this amazing new feature and everyone's excited about it. The only feature WhatsApp needs to introduce for me and that I will be excited about is scheduling text messages.
So which one?
I don't know, whichever one suits you.
Okay.
A hard C or a soft C. Either way, putting it in a timer before you send it and saying, well, I know Aisling's going to be up at 5:10 in the morning, so I'll have it sent then rather than have it sent now. And I'll be, or whatever, any of those situations that, you know, they won't react to that now, or they're with their family having their dinner. I don't want to send it now. But now that I think of it, I want to send the message.
Of course.
Kian's over there. Hi, Kian.
Ray, when you suggested the schedule send for the WhatsApp messages, it's the first time I ever shouted yes at the radio in agreement. Great shout.
Yeah, it's a good idea, isn't it? Somewhat disappointing, Kian, I have to say, that in all of my years of broadcasting, this is the one time I've managed to elicit a positive response.
I was going
to
say that.
Yeah, I mean, that is disappointing, but I'm glad we finally reached this momentous occasion in our listener. Tom Grennan, remind me, this is Today FM. Hey! We play the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoon. Bonjour, bon oui, my friends. It's Monday afternoon. A lot of love for Bluey on the text, actually. The animated kids TV show, Bluey. It's on Disney Plus and it's brilliant. Love Bluey. It's so Aussie. My kids were born in Sydney, but now living in Effin. So great to keep some of the Aussie lingo alive. Alice texted as well. She said, Bluey, quote, my nephew says a lot. He says, oh man, I need the Danny. And it's true. They use the Danny a lot. A lot of poop references and Dunny references, which for any of those of you that have young kids, it's just part of the lingo. Bluey would warm the cockles of your heart and give you a good laugh at the same time, from Trina. Trina, I find that it makes me feel bad about my own parenting, because those two dogs are the most amazing. I know they're not real. I know they're just animated dogs, but they're much better parents than me or my wife will ever manage to achieve. You're so right, Ray. Every time I watch Bluey, I'm just disappointed in my own parenting. There you go. They make it look so easy and they're so good at it. Fergus, it's their imagination. They've got incredible imaginations. But then again, they're animated dogs.
I'm so glad I'm not a parent.
With a team of script writers. On the flip side, some excellent games have come out of it. Magic Statue, Tickle Crabs. I'm sure there's loads of games. We play them all the time as well. Check it out, mate. It's Bluey. It's on Disney Plus. All right, stick around.
Delivery company in India tracked down a rider delivering by horse. Footage emerged earlier this month of a man on a horse with a branded food pack going through Mumbai.
Food pack?
Pack.
What?
Backpack.
Food backpack?
Food backpack.
It's Why a did
backpack
you say full food of back then?
Food
then?
Back. Just Ben,
where's JP? Can we get
JP? You've missed JP
back?
Around the place, wouldn't you? Because JP's so much nicer.
The company called Swiggy then found the 17-year-old and turned out he'd just borrowed the bag from a friend and wasn't delivering. Inside the bag was a costume for his horse. Entering it into a pageant.
I thought it was a backpack.
He was entering the horse in a pageant, and in the bag was a costume for the horse.
Yep.
Wow.
No chips at all.
That is disappointing for anyone delivering, any Just Eat drivers or Deliveroo delivery people on horseback this afternoon. Check the bag and make sure that you have the necessary chips in sight.
I'm surprised that actually hasn't happened in Ireland.
Yeah,
the prevalence anywhere, of horses in the cities. You know, you'd expect somebody to, because you know you don't have to pay for parking with a horse.
Yeah, we'll keep an
eye
out. We'll be putting up with any of your nonsense.
Oh, it's
with your sprinklers and your sprinklers.
Splinklers, I think.
Your sprinklers and your horses and your costumes for your horse. You won't be having any nonsense
right,
the last word after
right,
half,
right? Do you know what? Day 85 of the soft launch.
Whatever. Thanks for counting.
Whatever. I'll come in with a list of critiques tomorrow.
Look, we're not critiquing. If anything, we're bolstering you with confidence.
Fine-tuning.
And feedback.
Remember that time you read out the wrong cash machine number, right?
That was day one. It was the first day on the show.
Ah, yes, that's it.
Are we done now?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it MNEK? Where'd you go? This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. Aisling Bonner is babysitting me. People texting asking, why do I hate Ben Finnegan so much? I don't hate Ben. Oh, my God. Don't think that. I don't hate Ben. I greatly dislike him, but I don't hate him.
You have no respect for him.
I have very little respect for him.
But you don't hate him.
I don't hate him. No. Hate is a very strong word.
It is powerful.
So I would walk all the way up to that line, but never cross it.
Poor Ben.
I actually rather like Ben. This is all. And you know what? He brings it on himself, actually, because he knows what he's doing by finishing his news bulletins with those types of stories that require abuse from me at the end of the bulletin. Do you know what I mean?
He solicits it.
He is. He's asking for it.
Yeah.
There's no chance he'll come up with a daft horse delivery story for Matt at 5 o'clock. You know, he won't do that. So he's bringing it on himself, and he only has himself to blame.
Sure does.
Is it Granny's birthday this weekend?
It's Granny's birthday today.
Today?
Granny K.
I didn't realise. Today, Grandma.
Yeah.
So which Granny? Granny Bonner?
Well, this would be my mom's side, Granny Radford.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Kay.
Kay Radford.
Kay Radford, Sandy Mount. And we're going up for a bit of cock and millish later on.
Fabulous. 85 candles. You're going to be, by the time you've finished lighting the last ones, the first ones will have burnt into the cake.
And we got those joke candles that keep relighting as well. So it's just going to keep going on.
She's
going
to be out of puff. With 85 of them, she's going to be seriously out of puff by this evening.
I know. We'll be there all night.
So it's Granny's birthday today. Yeah. How old is she? 85. So 85. What's her secret?
Do you know what her secret is? A Pringle a day. One sour cream and onion Pringle. Crumbled up on a slice of bread with some salad cream. She has one Pringle every day. Never more than one Pringle.
One Pringle.
One Pringle. The restraint. The
How could
restraint
you?
Of that.
That is that,
and that is the that characterizes my Granny Kay. She's a strong, headstrong woman.
One Pringle. Could you imagine?
One Pringle.
Imagine going to the trouble of buying the sour cream, the green Pringles.
The green Pringles.
Buying a green Pringles, opening up the plastic thing in the top, then peeling back the foil and gingerly. Removing one sole single solitary green Pringle.
Sealing it back up with elastic and all the stuff because it has to last a long time.
This is
because
the thing.
We get about a month and a half out of one.
It's going to be several weeks of Pringles at one Pringle a day.
We might get her to have two today.
For the day that's in it, maybe she'll have a second one. What's the expression? Did they say once you pop, you just can't stop with Pringles?
Yeah, well, it's not true for her.
Was that push pops or was it Pringles? Or do they apply for both of them? Once you pop, you just can't stop.
I think it was Pringles.
Was it Pringles? It turns out in the case of Granny K, that's an absolute...
Once you pop, you put it all away again.
Once you pop, you fold back over the foil.
Yeah.
Put the plastic circle back on top again.
Back in the press until tomorrow. Doesn't have as good of a ring.
Once you pop, you pause until for 24 hours. Yeah. Well, happy birthday to Granny K.
Thank you.
Many happy returns. And have a Pringle on us. We know Aisling's going to be attacking the green Pringles this afternoon. Here's Gorillaz. Release the Wiggle this afternoon. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Beyonce. New song from her, Break My Soul. What a tune. Ireland, good afternoon. That's pretty much it from us. Actually, texts and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. Ray Foley, you absolute nincompoop. Well, that's a little bit full on. Pringles is once you pop, you just can't stop. That's what I said, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Once you pop, you just can't stop. Push pop was don't push me, push a push pop from Lorna. Of course it was.
Of course.
Don't push me, push a push pop. Which begs the question then, does it always require a bully to be present, to be pushing you in order for you to require then a sweet piece of confectionery?
Good marketing.
That's really, they should stop and interrogate that marketing tagline a little bit more. Have you tried, on the subject of Pringles, have you tried the paprika Pringles?
I've had paprika Lays on holidays. I haven't had paprika Pringles.
I tell you what.
What?
Give it a go.
Uh-huh.
And come back to us. Highly recommend.
Are you?
As a Pringle connoisseur, I can tell you, it's well worth it.
Might get K a tube.
There's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. We didn't get to do Lizzo Hurley, where model and actress Liz Hurley and singer Lizzo team up to launch their own brand of Hurleys.
Oh,
Lizzo Hurley. We didn't get to do Casa Tremor, where Love Island bosses tell us they're planning to relocate Casa Amor to the Waterford seaside town of Tremor in Casa Tremor. And we didn't get to do Eamon Holmes Under the Hammer, where Eamon Holmes tells us he's launching a rival show to Holmes Under the Hammer. It's called Eamon Holmes Under the Hammer. We'll keep an eye out for that. Hey, Matt's on the way next. Have a lovely Monday evening. We'll talk to you.
Ray Foley on Today FM.